started the whole Ukraine controversy. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The whistleblower complaint, no longer under wraps.
We know that it's been declassified and has been released, so it should be available for everyone to look at.
And Republican Congressman Chris Stewart says there are no surprises to him. Democrats call it deeply troubling. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, after emerging from a secure location where lawmakers read the complaint, Democrat Adam Schiff, who chairs the House Intelligence Committee, said he found the document to be disturbing and credible.
It provides information for the committee to follow up with other witnesses and documents.
Republican Congressman Mark Meadows told Fox and Friends this controversy is all about politics.
There was no promise of anything like was reported. There was no actually quid pro quo.
Schiff has said he wants a whistleblower to testify as soon as possible. Dave.
I'm Rachel. Next hour, the acting director of National Intelligence, Joseph McGuire, will testify publicly at the House, then privately at the Senate, where Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says,
this is about abuse of power by an overreaching executive, something the founding fathers feared.
The president insists the rough transcript shows while he did ask Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden and his son, there's no mention of withholding military aid.
It's a joke. Impeachment for that?
All this focus on the call, the whistleblower, and impeachment has led to concern the push for gun control legislation that the president might support could take a back seat.
He put the blame on Democrats.
I don't know whether or not they're going to have time to do any deals. I don't think they can do any deals. You know, we were working on guns, gun safety. They don't even talk. All they're talking about is nonsense.
But behind the scenes, it appears conversations between the Hill and White House are in fact taking place.
Fox's David Spunt. In Texas, a condemned triple murderer got a lethal injection last night. His last words, I feel it. America's listening to Fox News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money. Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
When it comes to keeping your small business's valuable information safe, Dell Small Business Technology Advisors can recommend tailored security solutions like servers, storage, networking. Plus, right now, get up to 45% off select business computers with Intel Core processors. Running your own small business is a big challenge, but with the right partner, it's a lot easier. To speak with an advisor today, call 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
It's day 11 of the GM workers' strike across the country, and there may be some hope on the picket lines.
We're outside the Renaissance Center in downtown Detroit this morning. This is where the contract negotiations have been going on at General Motors headquarters, and we're told the two sides are closer than ever to reaching a deal. The talks have moved up the chain and now are in front of the top negotiators.
Fox Business Network's Grady Trimble says this strike has had ripple effects.
We've heard from suppliers who have had to temporarily lay off some of their delivery drivers and some of their workers who make parts for General Motors. We've also heard from dealerships who say they're not getting the parts that they need to do repairs on cars when people bring them in.
Now, there's a new Census Bureau report that shows Americans are making more money than ever. Median household income hit the highest level at nearly $62,000. However, income inequality is also getting bigger. The gap between the so-called haves and have-nots hit the highest mark in about 50 years. On Wall Street, stock futures rising ahead of the opening bell this hour. Next hour. A school teacher in New Hampshire may get an F for what he's accused of doing in a middle school class.
Jillian Miglianico says her eighth-grade daughter is missing a 3-inch chunk of her hair and says the girl's teacher is the one responsible. Miglianico says her daughter was playing with her hair during class at Summersworth Middle School and the teacher told her to stop.
She didn't, and he threatened her and said, well, if you don't stop playing with your hair, I'm going to cut your hair off. And she was like, no, you can't do that. And he said, oh, yeah, watch me.
He got a pair of scissors and did just that. Miglianico wants to see him removed.
I don't want this man around my child.
The Summersworth superintendent says his office is looking into the matter. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Two more baseball teams have found spots in the upcoming playoffs. The Milwaukee Brewers got the last National League wild card, and in the American League, the Minnesota Twins clinched the Central Division title. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. It is 7:05. I'm Diane Ducey, back in the studio here at ESPN 93.5. And Illinois National Bank is going to bring us our local news here on ESPN 93.5 with Jamie Monticelli.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Champaign County Treasurer Laurel Pressing says drainage district payments are on their way. The News Gazette says Pressing says delays in the payments were the result of several issues happening at once, including the installation of a new computer system and a delay in the state setting the county multiplier. Pressing called it a perfect storm and said this year was kind of a mess. A free event is coming up October 5th to teach people about the upcoming Medicare open enrollment period. It is set for the administration building at Carl at the Fields, 9 a.m. until noon. Again, this is October 5th. Open enrollment for Medicare coverage for next year will run October 15th through December 7th. The event will include flu shots, health screenings, demonstrations, a virtual aging experience, and information about community resources. It is sponsored by the Carl and Christie Clinic. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
The rolling on the field is underway.
Have you ever wished you could throw the challenge flag in real life so that you could slow everything down and let the experts take a second look? Mortgage lenders are like referees. Some are better than others, and sometimes even the best miss a call. If you aren't 100% sure that you're getting the best possible deal on your mortgage, call me, David Nelson, and the team of local mortgage experts at INB to throw the challenge flag on your mortgage lender today.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 47721. David's NMLS is 1718338.
We've got your forecast now, and it's brought to you by the Blossom Basket Floors. From simple to simply magnificent. 367 Rose, blossombasket.com, Kern Cunningham in Urbana, The Crossing in Champaign. Surprise someone with a lovely bouquet today from Blossom Basket Floors. Sunshine and a high 75 expected. 52-hour low into the evening tonight, up to around 81 tomorrow. We've got a chance for showers late and a low 67 in the evening. A 40% chance of showers carries into the morning on Saturday, high 83, low 65. Morning showers also in the forecast on Sunday with a high 86. 90 when we're back to work on Monday. Not sure how the temperature is for Stevie J, who's traveling right now, and I have him on the line. Good morning, Stevie.
Good morning, Diane. Can you hear me all right?
I can. There's lots of traffic and bustling going on.
Well, I want somebody to text in at 359-2255 and just guess where I am this morning. Yesterday, broadcasting, of course, from our studios of the Pines. This morning, coming to you from a distant location. Clue number one, there are 900,000 bicycles where I am. I'm not sure the population of this city, but there are 900,000 bicycles. We just had quite a somber experience at a museum that took us back to World War II. 359-2255 for fun. Anybody wants to make some guesses?
And
well, good morning.
What kind of prize do we have, though, for people to, you know, text in?
Well, you can go to my drawer and give them a Humble Hog gift certificate. How about that?
Okay, sounds good.
Up in Paxton, Illinois, Ben's got the thing going on. So 900,000 bicycles, and we just went through a very moving display that reminds us of the atrocities of World War II. All right, well, good morning. That Central Division isn't over, folks. The Milwaukee Brewers are a game and a half back. If they win today against the Cincinnati Reds, Milwaukee's a game back. And if the Cubs want to take any solace out of this incredibly bad finish, they can knock the Cardinals out of first place if Milwaukee keeps winning. Unbelievable baseball season. Unbelievable baseball season. So, yes, and by the way, I have a coat on, and it's raining. So, another clue. I mean, we can give out those Cubs-Cardinal tickets if people want to go this weekend.
Well, that's what I was thinking you'd go with.
All right, we'll cancel the Humble Hog and we'll do the, we can do the whole weekend in St. Louis. I got four tickets Cubs Cardinals Saturdays in St. Louis, four tickets Cubs Cardinals Sunday. Here are your clues. 900,000 bicycles are in this city. We just saw a moving museum of World War II based on an individual. And I got a coat on, and it's raining. Where are we? 359-2255.
I've got a winner. They said Amsterdam.
Is that where we are?
So I'm going to call them later. Congratulations. 649 phone number.
Well, okay, and if they can use the Cub Cardinal tickets, that's awesome. Well, that's good. I am indeed in the Netherlands. We are in with a bunch of our Dutch friends. We're here live in Amsterdam. We're going on a Viking River cruise, part of Stevie J Travel. We've got 34 of the finest residents of the Champaign County area with us. And we had an overnight flight to KLM, Dutch Airlines, Royal Dutch, and we flew all night. And we are doing our best to keep walking and not laying down, because when you travel, you don't want to take a nap. So we're continuing walking. We went to the Anne Frank Museum, the Anne Frank House. And I don't know, Janet and I have done that maybe 3 times with the kids. It's so sad. It's just unbelievable. The Nazis killed 6 million Jews. Can you believe that? These people had to hide for 2 years, afraid to flush the toilet or start the, open the faucets for fear the pipes would be heard. Imagine living in that kind of fear. And they almost made it. They heard of June 6, 1944, when the Allied troops came on to Normandy. Incredible Allied invasion, and really retook the war. They had hope. Otto Frank reported he had so much hope that they were gonna survive. And it wasn't long after Normandy that they stormed the hidden house and arrested him, and Anne Frank died at a concentration camp just months before the end of the war. So it's so sad. Anyway, if you've never been, or you never did the Diaries of Anne Frank, it's a lesson we all need to remember. Anyway, so that was quite a highlight. Never been on a Viking River cruise. Heard so many wonderful things about it, so we're going to do that. So on the offer today, it's going to be Amiga 530. Are we texting or is it Ghost Steever? I'm sorry I don't have that. But it will be an opportunity at 530 to either text or go to Ghost Steever. You got to get registered for all these free things we're doing. But this will be $50 to Amiga. And you'll love eating an Asian-inspired Italian Smiga restaurant. And I apologize if it's a little windy and noisy. I'm walking down a major street in Amsterdam. Again, the wind has picked up. It's been raining all day.
It does say GoSteever.com, 5:30. Good luck. Need to make sure you're registered and hit the offer, then hit accept.
So it is going to be online today. Okay. So if it's either online or text, and that's what I failed to get the detail of before I left. Sorry. So be on your toes and listen later around 5 when the boys will be plugging it in on the drive this afternoon. So we have the overnight flight. We got here. We're trying to stay awake, and we're looking forward to a few days, and I'll be checking in when I can. And hopefully that won't be maybe every day, because it's currently about 2:15 here. I think it's about 7:10 in Champaign. We're 7 hours ahead. So I'll try and check in. But the amount of bicycles is amazing. And once again, anecdotal, they look fit here in Amsterdam.
Yeah.
I have smelled things. Again, I have never smelled before. I've learned it's a different brand of marijuana. And they have coffee shops, which are marijuana places.
That's right. You think you're going for coffee, but it smells different.
Yeah. Yeah, Stevie J probably wouldn't fit in that coffee house, but I have had coffee. European coffee is much stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's great to check in. I'm glad you're listening. Thank you, Diane, for helping me through these days. We'll be back a week from today, so it's a fairly short trip. But it's really fun to get out and take an adventure, and we're looking forward to checking in. We're on this beautiful, the Rhine River is a beautiful river, and I'll learn a lot here on this trip to Germany, ending in Basel, Switzerland.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you what, if you're in the one anecdotal note, I should tell my friends at Dirt Cycle, I haven't seen one helmet yet. And these are big bikes, man. They're big bikes, and they're flying through the streets, and they have pathways everywhere for bicycles. And if they hit you, you get the ticket. So you got to, and they go fast. I'm surprised they just barrel down. It's unbelievable. Well, okay, we'll let you go, Diane, but we're live from Amsterdam. I don't believe I've ever broadcast from Amsterdam, so I'm glad I could bring that a little flavor today from a beautiful town. It's clean, it's big, diversity, and a lot of people on bicycles staying in shape. Anyway, it's good talking to you. We'll meet tomorrow. I'll try and check in again. And thank you. Don't forget, again, our offer from Miga Restaurant. Great chance to get $50 on me on our GoStever program, GoStever.com, 5:30 today. We listen to Tane Piper on the drive for all the details, but you got to get it at GoStever.com. Live from Amsterdam, Diane, I'll check in tomorrow.
All right. Happy travels, Stevie.
Thank you. Talk soon. Thanks.
ESPN 93.5, back with our sports headlines next.
Houlihan's is a great place to take that special someone in your life.
Stop in for happy hours, 4 to 6 and 9 to close, Monday through Thursday, and all day on Sunday. On Tuesdays, they feature half-price bottles of wine, and if you can't finish it, their bartender can safely seal it to take it home. All students with a valid ID get 10% off their food purchase at Houlihan's.
And get the Houlihan's Oktoberfest in your planner now, September 27th, 28th, and 29th, with Griggs beer and German food all weekend. Houlihan's, just south of the State Farm Center.
Cardinals lose to the Diamondbacks. Let's get your Redbird recap here on ESPN 93.5.
This Redbird recap is brought to you by Spectrum Mobile. Spectrum Mobile has unlimited talk, text, and data, and you can save up to 40%. Go to SpectrumMobile.com today.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney, and yesterday at Chase Field in Phoenix, Arizona, the Cardinals took a 5-2 lead to the bottom of the sixth inning, but seven runs for Arizona put the Diamondbacks over the top, 9-7, as Genesis Cabrera and Junior Fernandez combined to give up seven runs, six earned.
Michael Walker made the start for the Cardinals and had to leave in the second inning with shoulder tightness. And the young pitchers have great stuff. They have great futures ahead of them. Could not keep the Diamondbacks down in the sixth. Seven runs in that inning on just three hits.
With a tight race in the Central, the Cardinals have three games to go. Cincinnati will be hosting Milwaukee today, and then the Cardinals play the Cubs.
It'd be nice to get some help from some teams, but the Cardinals still have a chance to take care of business with the Cubs.
On the air tomorrow against the Cubs, 6:20.
All right, I also have my friend Trevor helping me out when it comes to the sports headlines.
Good morning, Diane. It's Trevor Valise here with your Sports Center update. Starting out with the news of the day, of course, baseball. The Cubs, well, they're officially eliminated from the playoffs with a loss to the Pirates last night, a bad loss to a bad Pirates team. And now Cubs fans sit back and wait to see what happens once this offseason hits. Will they renew Joe Maddon's contract? Who else is potentially on the trade block? We'll see once the Cubs hit that offseason next week, but they do lose 4-2 last night to the Pirates. Out in Arizona in the desert, the Cardinals lose to the Diamondbacks 9-7. Diamondbacks put up a 7 spot in the sixth inning thanks to Wilmer Flores, who hit 2 home runs on the day. And the Cardinals are off tonight. Brewers win last night 9-2. Suddenly it's a 1.5 game lead for the Cardinals in the NL Central, and they don't play today. So it could be down to as little as a half game by the end of the day today. And then suddenly there's a big series with the Cubs in St. Louis at the end of the season to try and figure out who's going to win the NL Central. Will it be the Cardinals or the Brewers? If both Milwaukee and St. Louis wins out, the Cardinals do win the division by one game. Illinois sports, there's a big one tomorrow night in Huff Hall. Illinois versus Nebraska, a rematch from last year's Final Four. The team that sent Illinois home when they had a chance to go to the national championship game after being up 2-0, they get a chance for revenge against those Huskers tomorrow night in Huff Hall. Then another Big Ten game Saturday night against Iowa in Huff Hall. So two big games for the 20th-ranked Illini volleyball team. And then tonight on Big Ten Network, you can catch it live on TV, the Illini women's soccer team taking on Iowa, 8 p.m. tonight, BTN. Thursday night football tonight, a big game, Eagles-Packers. Packers are 3-0, trying to get to 4-0. It's actually been their defense that's carried them more so than their offense so far this year. We'll see what happens when Aaron Rodgers takes on Carson Wentz in Green Bay tonight, 7:20 kickoff at Lambeau. For more sports headlines, obviously stay tuned for the Jeremy Warner Show 9 to 11, and then the drive with Tay and Piper 4 to 6. We'll get you ready for the college football weekend with some betting advice. Diane, you want to make some money?
Yeah.
Listen in 4 to 6 today for The Drive. Jeremy Warner Show 9 to 11. I'm Trevor Valise. This has been your Sports Center update.
A beautiful day with a high 75, expected 58 now. Here's your Fox Business Minute.
From the Fox Business Network, McDonald's will test a plant-based burger from Beyond Meat. The launch is today in Canada at 28 restaurants in Ontario. The patties from Beyond Meat will be called the PLT for plant, lettuce, and tomato. It'll be trying out the no-meat burgers for 12 weeks. It'll cost the equivalent of about $5. Rite Aid is reporting a mixed quarter, though its revenue, the money it takes in, was weaker than expected. Its overall quarter was better than forecast. Rite Aid is still losing money, but its loss was smaller than a year ago. ConAgra, the food company known for Duncan Hines, Vlasic, Pickles, and Hunt's, also reported a mixed quarter, but says its business will live up to expectations this year. Stocks closed higher yesterday. Investors shrugged off the investigation into President Trump. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Checking in from St. Simons Island, Georgia, David Sharp, how are you this morning?
Doing wonderful. How are you this morning?
I'm good. Now, when it comes to the latest in the Trump impeachment, tell us your side of the story.
Well, I just speaking to my contacts on the Hill this morning, and I actually just got back from D.C. yesterday. You know, I'm reading this letter. And there is no explicit Trump promise to the Ukraine in exchange for release yesterday. But I can see why a whistleblower would have some concern by the conversation. Talk specifically to, you know, the president asked Rudy, the Ukraine president, can you talk to Rudy Giuliani, who we all know Rudy doesn't work for the administration as a federal employee. However, he is a close personal confidant of the president. And, you know, listen, these things happen all the time. President Obama did it. President Bush did it. President Clinton did it. But specifically, let's talk to Vice President Joe Biden. He had his son, who is not a federal employee in the administration, flying around on Air Force Two across the world on taxpayer dollars and striking business deals with these world leaders and gaining personally and professionally.
I don't get it. I know Hunter has been in the mix on all of this. And when it comes to the whistleblower, David, is there any credibility there? I'm hearing secondhand knowledge.
There's really not. I got folks from Capitol Hill who saw the unredacted version, the classified version of this memo. It's nothing. It's really just called the, you know, the call heard around the world. And what I'm learning, getting further in this, is a few Republicans and a lot of Democrats are just essentially having a spaghetti cook-off down in the basement of Capitol Hill, and they take the spaghetti and they throw it against the wall, and they want to see what sticks and how long it sticks, because we're finding that this is actually a derailment from the presidential Democratic primary, because they know it's either going to be Elizabeth Warren or Joe Biden, and they know either one of those two are not going to win against President Trump for the second term. Just that clear and simple.
I appreciate your perspective as a GOP strategist and executive director of Companions for Heroes. And as a Middle East war veteran and military policy analyst, let's talk briefly about Companions for Heroes. What's that?
So Companions for Heroes, and we are apolitical. We are a 501c3 charity. We pair up safe shelter dogs that are going to be killed across the country and place them with wounded veterans, first responders, and Gold Star families nationwide. They adopt the dog. We then provide the training for them, and none of this is at any cost to these men and women who serve our country. And so we're blessed to have helped over 4,000 globally, and we're looking to even do more this year. So we're excited and really appreciate you speaking with me about that as well.
David Sharp, thank you so much for your insight. When it comes to Trump impeachment, I just don't think there's any legs to this story, but we keep hitting it. So I appreciate your insight since you were in D.C. yesterday. You have a terrific day.
Absolutely. You too. Take care.
All right. ESPN 93.5. I was talking to David offline about how we will be online with this conversation later today in case he'd like to tap into, or you too, ESPNCU.com.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. We expect to hear more today about a whistleblower complaint against President Trump over his asking Ukraine's president to investigate Joe Biden. It's declassified now with some redactions for members of intelligence committees to read.
House Intelligence Committee Chair Democrat Adam Schiff told reporters he found the allegations disturbing.
I can understand why the Inspector General found them credible.
Republican Chris Stewart, who sits on the House Intelligence Committee, says the Ukraine controversy is going nowhere.
All just this one thing, this one phone call that we've been talking about.
GOP Senator Ben Sass cautioned Republicans against circling the wagons, saying there's obviously some very troubling things here.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland, the acting director of National Intelligence, testifies in Congress this morning about the complaint. Jacques Chirac died. He was president of France from 1995 to 2007. He was 86 years old and had had a variety of health problems since leaving office. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Inspire Brands announced on Wednesday that it is buying Champaign-based sandwich chain Jimmy John's. Inspire Brands is the parent company of Arby's, Buffalo Wild Wings, and Sonic Drive-In. The transaction is expected to close by the end of October. Inspire spokesman Chris Fuller told the News Gazette the headquarters will stay in Champaign for the time being. A free event is coming up October 5th to teach people about the upcoming Medicare open enrollment period. It is set for the administration building at Carl at the Fields, 9 a.m. until noon. Again, this is October 5th. Open enrollment for Medicare coverage for next year will run October 15th through December 7th. The event will include flu shots, health screenings, demonstrations, a virtual aging experience, and information about community resources. It is sponsored by the Carl and Christie Clinic. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
It's not ironic that the last four digits of Rosati's are 2334. The two best Chicago athletes wore number 23 and number 34.
Entered South Stone Creek Boulevard in Urbana.
7:36. Hope your morning's going well. I'm Diane Ducey. Plenty of sunshine. I'm loving it. And up to 75 today. We're currently at 59. A gorgeous looking forecast. Could be rainy over the weekend, and there's a chance of rain in tomorrow's forecast. But it should be a great night if you run out to Houlihan's Restaurant and Bar. Dining out is easy with their parking right there just south of the State Farm Center for a date night or family gatherings or conference events and parties. Houlihan's does such a great job. And on Thursday evenings, it's awesome to enjoy their patio play. And from 6:30 to 8:30, Jason and Gibson Wells will be on the stage. An acoustic duo with all your favorite songs from Jason and Gibson Wells. Patio play is something to experience tonight at Houlihan's. Of course, you know about their brunch. That's on Sundays from 9 to 2, an excellent choice for after church. I know there's all kinds of different weekends coming up where it's nice to ease into your Sunday morning with a terrific brunch. I had a mimosa just recently that had pineapple juice instead of orange juice with the champagne. Love it. Houlihan's, just south of the State Farm Center. I've got your forecast on the way next on ESPN 93.5.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Kane.
Andrew Luck didn't need it. Dave Chappelle decided he didn't need it until he did, and he came back. And boy, did he come back liberated, didn't he? I just think it's a matter of time before we see an NBA player who also decides they don't need it. The seal's been broken. The door's been walked through from Gronk to Luck. To whoever does it in the NBA, not named Michael Jordan, who has to go play baseball, in air quotes. We haven't really seen the NBA player yet go, add it all up, and I don't need it. So before we count on Zion Williamson as a New Orleans Pelican for the next 15 years, we might just ask, does he need it?
Get more from Will Kane today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or on the ESPN app.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game. We can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Attention, the following may contain spontaneous reactions to something surprisingly delicious, also known as the vocal phenomenon, woo.
McDonald's new spicy barbecue glazed tenders and chicken sandwich.
Woo!
Tender, juicy, all white meat chicken.
Woo!
Covered in a smoky.
Woo!
Mouth-watering.
Woo!
Barbecue sauce. So delicious, one bite will make you go. Admit it, you just wooed a little bit. McDonald's new spicy barbecue glazed tenders and chicken sandwich. Flavor that makes you go, woo! At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
Stevie J broadcasting live earlier today from Amsterdam. And congratulations, Sarah Meeksa Mohammed was able to identify his destination that he landed out hours ago. And she got some tickets, Cub Card tickets, things like that. Also was negotiating with me off the air about Humble Hog and Harvest Ale House in downtown Paxton with Ben Grice's restaurant, because that sounded awesome to her also. Texting in to 359-2255 is always an option for you. The weather looks terrific with a high 74 down to 51. Tomorrow, high 80, low 67. 40% chance of showers late on Friday. Then in the morning on Saturday with a high 83, 86 with another 40% chance of rain on Sunday's forecast. We're currently at 59 on ESPN 93.5 as I welcome to the show Dr. Catherine Brown. She's at Tarleton State University in Texas. Thanks for coming on, Catherine. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, this is quite a topic here. Now, I have 16, 17, and 22-year-old in my household, but really we're talking about the ages between 8 and 13 with a survey of about 4,000 kids that found 43% are talking through social media and gaming platforms to people they have never met. Is that true, Catherine?
Well, that is an Irish survey, and I probably think the numbers in the United States are, in fact, even higher. Mm. But it's hard to compare. But, yes, children generally are moving into that online environment and interacting with individuals that they haven't met in face-to-face.
Let's talk about trust issues on this and what parents should be aware of. What do you preach?
Well, I think, first of all, parents need to know the facts. The numbers in the United States Youth Internet Safety Surveys, if you look at them in trends over the time, the last really 15 years, and keep in mind research takes a while to catch up, the numbers show that while more children are interacting online, they are in fact safer online. So the incidence of unwanted sexual solicitation of minors online has in fact decreased by about half. So while children are interacting with people that they don't know, they're not being sexually harassed by people that they don't know. The only crime against children that really has been increasing online is in fact bullying, and that's usually done by their peers online.
Now, I know that you mentioned in this survey, again, done in Ireland, I hadn't read that far into this, and on social media, the gaming platforms. I feel like that's kind of safe because you are playing with people from really all around the world. What's your thoughts on that, Catherine?
True, you are, but they also have real-time communication capacities, as do a lot of Internet platforms these days. So I don't know that they're necessarily unsafe, but parents just need to have a talk with their children about what's really safe to divulge online, that maybe it's okay for them to know your name, but maybe not your last name, or where you live, or where you go to school.
Okay.
Just some general safety tips.
Well, as you work as an assistant professor at the School of Criminology at Tarleton State University, are these the kind of things you're teaching in the classroom?
Well, we absolutely. I think college students nowadays have just grown up where that type of interaction is normal, as as do juveniles. And so just, you know, reminding college students that just because they think they're adults, that they still need to practice internet safety. But yeah, making people aware of what's really going on with those numbers. And I think the interesting part of youth internet safety is that really we need to be focusing, and schools need policies, and parents need to be aware that bullying with that might have been happening on the school premises previously is, in fact, maybe happening to their child online. So making sure that they talk to them about those types of things as well.
How can we empower a kid who's suffering from a bullying incident?
Well, I think just make sure those lines of communication are open. If it is, in fact, happening and you can identify who is doing it, either go to the school or go to law enforcement, and they can help parents along. I mean, those are now technically considered crimes against children, depending on the severity. But helping the child realize that that shouldn't be normal and that they can talk about it and let a parent know.
Excellent. Dr. Catherine Brown, I sure appreciate your insight out of Texas today. And what a fascinating profession in the School of Criminology at Tarleton State University, specializing in crimes against kids. I appreciate you being on this morning on ESPN 93.5.
Thank you for having me.
All right. I think the bottom line is good communication, parents, when it comes to talking to strangers online and these incidents of bullying that she brings up. We just need to keep talking with our kids, and I know they shoo us off a lot, especially in this age bracket between 8 and 13. We're ESPN 93.5, Sports Headlines next.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter from Country Arbors Nursery. 154 years. That's how long my family's been growing flowers and planting trees in Central Illinois. Over the years, we've grown hundreds of millions of plants, and there's a chance my great-grandfather sold plants to your great-grandfather. It's a special time of year, mum season, and Country Arbors is home of the legendary $6 mum, the biggest, best-priced mum in the state. We grow 20,000 mums, but you'd be surprised how fast we sell out. So come out for a shade tree, a shrub, or a perennial, but make sure to pick up a few mums when you're out. Country Arbors is in Urbana, on Windsor Road, 2.5 miles past Meyer. You can find out more information and directions at countryarbors.com.
Wow! I got a cup, a koozie, a stress ball, a shirt, a bunch of pens, a stack of pencils, even an umbrella, all with different businesses on them. This is such a good day. I love swag from these conferences.
It might be 12 different businesses on those swag items, but more than likely, it's one source of printing for those. Minuteman Press. They take your logo and put it on various items, and it's a great way for your name to be in the public conscience. Give them a try if you own a business or your home. Hosting an event, head to their website, cuprinting.com, for more information.
My friends at Minuteman Press, big Cubs fans, especially Paul Comforti, if you want to go over there and do some business with Paul. And I don't know if you're a Cubs fan and you want to lament about how things are going here in the final games of the season. Arizona Diamondbacks and the Cardinals was an interesting contest yesterday. So the Cardinals are a game and a half up. Let's get more details with Arizona winning 9-7 yesterday with our Redbird recap here at 7:47 on ESPN 93.5.
This Redbird recap is brought to you by Spectrum Mobile. Spectrum Mobile has unlimited talk, text, and data, and you can save up to 40%. Go to SpectrumMobile.com today.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney, and yesterday at Chase Field in Phoenix, Arizona, the Cardinals took a 5-2 lead to the bottom of the sixth inning, but seven runs for Arizona put the Diamondbacks over the top. 9-7 as Genesis Cabrera and Junior Fernandez combined to give up seven runs, six earned.
Michael Wacha made the start for the Cardinals and had to leave in the second inning with shoulder tightness. And the young pitchers have great stuff. They have great futures ahead of them. Could not keep the Diamondbacks down in the sixth. Seven runs in that inning on just three hits.
With a tight race in the Central, the Cardinals have three games to go. Cincinnati will be hosting Milwaukee today, and then the Cardinals play the Cubs.
It'd be nice to get some help from some teams, but the Cardinals still have a chance to take care of business with the Cubs.
On the air tomorrow against the Cubs, 6:20.
Did you know that with Spectrum Mobile, you could save big on your wireless bill? Get our Buy the Gig plan for just $14 a gig and pay for only the data you use. Unlimited talk and text included. Go ahead, grab your wireless bill and compare.
You use a lot of data? We've got you covered. Ask about our unlimited data plan. Spectrum Mobile, the best network, the best devices, the best value. Get Spectrum Mobile today at SpectrumMobile.com. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for offer restrictions and details.
With Stevie J being in Amsterdam and flying in a few hours ago, he had a chance to check in with us this morning. And pretty cool to get the text in to 359-2255 to win those Cub card tickets for that series this weekend. As a matter of fact, we've got a Mega voucher today, $50 worth, located in downtown Champaign. Modern Asian-inspired cuisine, including sushi, gluten-free options. You need to go to GoSteever.com and make sure you're registered. And at 5:30 today, the offer will go live. You click on the offer and hit accept. Must be used within 7 days. Mega, a $50 voucher sounds awesome. Again, it's 7:49, and I recruited some help here on ESPN 93.5 as I had intern Trevor help me out with some sports headlines.
Good morning, Diane. It's Trevor Valise here with your Sports Center update. We start out in Major League Baseball, where the Cubs lost 4-2 to the Pirates last night, officially eliminating them from playoff contention. The Cubs got 6 innings of 2-run ball from John Lester, but it wasn't enough to top the Pirates, who got 3 hits from third baseman Eric Gonzalez and won the game with 2 late runs in the 8th inning. On to the Cardinals, who lost 9-7 in a shootout with the Diamondbacks yesterday. The Cardinals scored 2 in the top of the 9th to try and get back into the ballgame, but Arizona had a 7 spot in the 6th. It was too much for the Cardinals to overcome. They do not clinch the NL Central. And on top of that, the Milwaukee Brewers win 9-2 against the Cincinnati Reds on the road, which means the Brewers are only a game and a half back of the Cardinals and still have a chance to win the division. But they do clinch their postseason space because the Cubs lose, which means Milwaukee and St. Louis will be 2 participants in the postseason. We just don't know which one of them is going to win the Central and which one of them will be facing the Washington Nationals in the wild card. In Illini sports news, the volleyball team was ranked 20th in the latest AP poll this week and have a big weekend ahead in Champaign. They face top-ranked Nebraska Friday night at Huff Hall and then Iowa the following night on Saturday. So that's, again, Friday night against Nebraska, Saturday against Iowa this weekend at home in Huff Hall. Illinois soccer is on the road tomorrow night as the ladies start an 8 p.m. kick against Iowa in Iowa City. You can catch the game on the Big Ten Network, one of the few games this year that will be aired on BTN, so you want to check that out for sure. Tonight we got Eagles at Packers for Thursday night football. Definitely going to be watching this one if you're a Bears fan. Big NFC North implications. This is a 3-0 Packers. Welcome in the 1-2 Eagles, but Eagles get Alshon Jeffrey back a little more healthy. Should be a competitive game on Thursday night football. Cubs and Pirates once again tonight from PNC. Jose Quintana versus Joe Musgrove. Brewers trying to keep pace in the NL Central still. Chase Anderson versus Luis Castillo, an 11:35 first pitch. And then those Cardinals, they're off today. So they have to sit back and watch the Brewers and hope they don't win, because if they do, it will only be a half-game lead for the Cardinals in the NL Central. And then they'll really start sweating it out before they welcome the Cubs into town for the last series of the regular season. I'm Trevor Valise, and this was your SportsCenter update.
Nice job, Trevor. I like that component. We're ESPN 93.5, and my friend Troy Lance joining me on the studio line. Hi, Troy.
Good morning.
So, Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, the heating part is coming into play as we check our furnaces out.
That is correct. It seems like fall is rapidly approaching, so we've started to schedule our maintenance customers, you know, to get the furnaces checked out to be sure, starting off with a clean filter, be sure that there's not any carbon monoxide leaks into the space, whether it be from a rusty flue or a potentially dangerous situation with a cracked heat exchanger, and just being sure that your furnace is running as close to factory specs as possible and that the occupants of the home are safe.
Okay. As far as some deals and things like that, it seems like in the fall, manufacturers are always offering some discounts.
Yes, we're on a new system. There's a bunch of different options. It's kind of like buying a car where you can get cash back, some trade-in allowance, and we have special financing going on right now through Train as well.
All right. T-R-A-N-E. It's hard to stop a train.
That's right.
I know that we can go to your website, LanceInc.com, to find out more options for that, especially if
correct,
you're upgrading your home and doing something new or remodeling. This really is an energy saver.
Correct. Yes, the newer equipment is it runs. It's like buying a new car versus a car that's 25 years old.
Mm-hmm. Now, when it comes to your involvement, I know that we had Joey in here from Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, and talking about turning his life around. I appreciate all you're doing for Lifeline Connect, and they have a big event coming up.
Yes, a week from Friday, October 4th is our fundraising banquet. You know, if you remember talking about it before, the dorm was built, and now the first group of individuals that will hopefully be graduating are in there, and that costs money. So now we're trying to raise money for the yearly budget, and we're doing that through a live auction, donations. It's only $24 per plate at the Hilton Garden Inn next Friday evening at 6 p.m. We still have some seats available to come out and you'll hear testimonies, be a live auction, and get to know more about the program and what it's doing for Champaign County and the surrounding communities.
Troy, let's say someone is just hearing about this faith-based recovery program over in Urbana for the first time, and they want to contribute to this October 4th Hilton Garden Inn banquet and auction, and they have some products. So what do you do to get involved in that?
LifelineConnect.org. Or call me at the office at 355-5512.
I sure appreciate all you do in our community. You're an awesome dude, Troy.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.
All right. 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or LanceInc.com. I've got your forecast to get to shortly. I'm Diane Ducey, Stevie J in Amsterdam, and we'll be checking in periodically. So good stuff happening on ESPN 93.5.
For your reservation today.
Ribeye is the best. We're the one. The great one steak place.
7:57, looking terrific outside, and our weather forecast is brought to you by CMI for all your janitorial and cleaning supplies. You can stop by, it's off Bloomington and Prospect, or just call the folks Brad and Betsy Park. Missy's awesome. It's Brad and Betsy Parks at CMI, CMIclean.com. High 74, down to 51 with plenty of sunshine. 40% shot at showers Friday late, Saturday early, and Sunday. We've got a high near 82 and down to around 58 in the evening. Right now, the temperature's at 58 with the sunshine. Hope your day's going well so far. I'm Diane Ducey, Stevie J, traveling with Stevie J Travel. We've got an offer today that kicks in at 5:30 from MEGA. So get yourself registered. GoStever.com.
Mom's Garage in Urbana.